Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there's a crash in the Brakfontein interchange heading southbound towards Midrand. It's slowing things up from Jean Avenue as well as from Centurion. And then a crash on the N3 southbound just before Modderfontein, causing trouble back to the Buccleuch interchange.
The South African Municipal Workers Union has signed a 6% salary hike agreement with the South African Local Governments Association. The five-year salary and wage collective agreement is effective from the 1st of July until June 2029. This comes after marathon wage negotiations began in July. Germany has expressed willingness to help fund South Africa's 390 billion rand grid revamp aimed at incorporating more solar and wind power. This support comes as part of the Just Energy Transition Partnership to accelerate South Africa's shift from coal to renewable energy. And a UK judge handed out the longest sentence associated with recent anti-immigration riots. Thomas Burley was jailed for 9 years for his role in violence outside the Holiday Inn Express Hotel in Northern England last month. The hotel housed asylum seekers. Burley was filmed adding wood to a burning industrial bin that had been pushed against an exit. I'm Chanelle Tim, and I'll be back at 5 with more news.
We start off with some rugby news. Siya Kolisi is going through the pain barrier to face the All Blacks tomorrow, and that sums up the Springbok captain's attitude towards a game that's not just about getting a firm grip on the Castle Lager Rugby Championship, but also achieving something that this group of players hasn't done before. The double World Cup winning skipper sustained a painful broken nose. However, Kolisi confirmed that he had gone through all the practices this week without any ill effects from the injury. In cricket news, Laura Wolfhart and Marco Jansen were crowned the SA Women's and Men's Player of the Year in their respective categories at the annual Cricket South Africa Awards that were held at Vodacom next door to us here in Midrand. Wolfhart took the reins as captain in the Protea Women's setup last season, and she achieved a truly remarkable feat of collecting 5 awards, including the Women's T20 International Player of the Year, the One Day International Player of the Year, and the Players Player of the Year. She was also voted the Fans Player of the Year as well. Itumeleng Nkune's playing days at Kaizer Chiefs are done, and that was confirmed by the club's marketing director, Jessica Mutaung. Nkune's career has been in limbo ever since his contract expired at the end of the season, and a new one was not forthcoming. Themba Zwane, well, he's vowed to wear his heart on his sleeve whenever he dons the Bafana Bafana jersey, and he says he's been humbled by the latest recognition. He's going to captain Bafana Bafana in the Nations Cup qualifiers against Uganda at the Orlando Stadium at 6 p.m. tonight, and then in South Sudan at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. There's some live cricket on the go at the moment. England up against Sri Lanka. Well, the English are batting at the moment after Sri Lanka put them in. Ben Duckett is still there on 60, still going pretty quickly off just 60 deliveries. And with him, captain Ollie Pope on 25. Dan Lawrence, the man back in the pavilion, just for 5 runs. So the score at the moment, 96-1. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
You were out with your boyfriend. He's so buff, I bet that he's stupid. I'm a mess, you know how to use it. You got me stuck in my head.